Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Patriots United Radio Show. I hope everybody's doing good tonight. How are you doing, Mr. Chadio?
Oh, all is good, brother. All is good. I was just in on live with some great Patriots. And I tell you, that's one good thing about the TikTok app is how it brought us all together. And, you know, I mean, I've met some great, great people, I tell you.
Me too. I've got some people on there I would call my brothers and sisters for sure. People I've made great connections with outside of TikTok, like we're friends. We talk on a daily basis. It's very, very awesome. I love it. I love it. How are you doing tonight, Kim? I think she's here. Maybe not. Anyways. Yeah, I seen that you were on TikTok Live. I was going to jump on there. I only had a few minutes to get the show set up, so I jumped on here and got it all set up and ready to rock and roll. How are you doing tonight, Boo? We got somebody in the chat room. A couple people in there already. Mama Bear's there. Cindy.
Yeah. Mama Bear, you know, she's a great patriot. And I want to start, keeping note of all these people so I can properly recognize them. You know, they're just great patriots. They tune into the show. They share our content. And, you know, anybody listening, if I haven't followed you yet, please, you know, make yourself known to me because I want to.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Man, we've got a lot going on, Chadio. A lot going on, man. Got this stuff coming up with the WEF and the WHO having their meeting here in a couple weeks. Or, hell, it's just about maybe 10 days now. It's not long. They'll be, oh, man, it's less than that. So we got like 6 days
it's
they'll be going into their meeting. Yeah. How are you, Kim?
I'm good, Michael. How are you?
I am doing great. Just another Monday. In the plumbing business, I say it's the same shit, different toilet.
And how's Chad?
Well, you know, I was just in on the live, and I think you were in there, Kim, and they started a new hashtag, King Chadio.
King Chadio.
Oh, my God. Does that mean
that video?
Does that mean we're... Oops, sorry, Michael. Go ahead.
Oh, I just said from that video when he's riding in on his horse.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, we can look forward to more memes like that.
Oh, my. I tell you, again, I've met some good people. And, you know, that's one thing I won't take away from this experience. Lots of times I felt like just throwing it down and, you know, being done with it because it consumes a lot of your time. But, you know, you just meet so many excellent, excellent patriots that, you know, just keeps you to hold on.
Man, I got on TikTok, too, just to see what it was about and just to watch stupid videos. You know, I got on there and would watch boats, you know, the page with the boats going out of the harbor over there in Florida, and I would just watch stupid videos and, man, I got onto a couple different Patriots videos, and it really lit a fire under me, man. I was on Facebook for a long time, and I was trying to spread the truth, and I quit, man, probably 7-8 years ago. I got frustrated. I got tired of being kicked off of platforms. I got tired of people not listening and just thinking I was crazy. And once I got onto TikTok and actually seen that there was a lot of people out there that think just like we do, fire under me, man, and that fire is not going anywhere.
Well, it's nice to be around like-minded individuals. You know, I keep trying to sign into this chat. You got to log in for this, do you? Or you got to sign up with an account? Is that how that works?
Yeah, I think you have to make an account to be able to get on there and do the chat room, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. But,
okay.
Yeah.
So anybody listening, you know, you go in and sign up to Unplugged here, and you can get in on the chat as well.
Yeah, get in there and chat it up. Everybody's chatting in the chat room together. I love it. The thing that I love about TikTok the most and about you know, the convoy and all that, man, is how it just literally it brought light on North America, not just Canada, not just the United States. It brought light on everything, shined a light on you guys. Made me realize how many. That was my first freaking video I did. I just got on there and you know, said no offense to the Canadians. I just didn't know that there was that many badass patriots in Canada that stood up for, you know, that stood up for themselves. And I just thought it was awesome. I probably got like 2,000 Canadian followers off that post, man. And I started going through everybody's shit. And I stayed on Canada TikTok for about 6 months, I think. It was hard to get back on American TikTok because I got on there and got in with so many awesome patriots over there. So on one of my accounts, I was straight Canada, and the other account was American, and who knows what else. But I love it, man. And now that I made my new pages, I've probably got at least, I don't know, I think 20% of my following is Canadian, and that's awesome, man. I didn't have one Canadian friend on here before, you know, 7-8 months ago, and now I've got thousands. So it's pretty awesome.
Well, you know, and I finally reached into the American market. I mean, 86% of my followers were Canadian. So I finally now, maybe that's why my videos are getting such traction now, because I'm reaching a wider audience. But it's, you know, I mean, I love our American friends. I mean, it's, you know, I'm well-schooled in American politics, and I it's almost like a soap opera to me, you know. And, you know, because you get hooked. You're waiting for John Durham and Andy McCabe and you know, Comey and all these corrupt people that was involved in setting up the greatest president in history, in my opinion. And, you know, I'm still waiting. So I can't turn it off until these guys are in cuffs.
Yeah, it's, you ain't turning it off. And you are very, very well-versed in American politics. I love it. You probably know more American politics than any person that's not an American, from what I've seen. It's pretty awesome. I'm trying to get on here and send the link to Kim. But anyways, but yeah, I don't know anybody else that knows the American politics as much as you do.
Well, you know, it's I just got a great interest. I mean, you know, like yourself, I can see what's happening in this country. I can see what happened with the Democrats over there. You know, I just find it funny how we allow 1% of the population to hold us hostage to their ideas. They're pushing it in the schools. They're pushing it upon our kids, you know. And it's literally 1% of crybabies that scream the loudest. And I can say that now because we're on our own show, and I don't have to worry about someone reporting me. So, you know, ha, ha, ha.
That's right. Yeah, it is nuts that literally one, if even 1% is really what's ruling every single one of us. And that 1% has us divided into so many different percentage groups, it's not even funny. When really, it should be 1% and 99%.
Well, you know, we had that girl there. I won't even mention her name because she's only looking for plugs and stuff. But, you know, trying to bait me into the abortion conversation. And I try to stay away from it because, you know, what people don't understand when it comes to abortion, people who's had abortions, that lives and haunts them for the rest of their lives. But yet they want to make pop-up abortion centers anywhere and everywhere you can go, almost like a drive-thru. That's the next thing, a drive-thru abortion. I mean, it's an absolute disgrace. And, you know, for anybody wondering, to me, it's of the devil. And I don't care any other way. That's how I see it. You know, life is life, and you know, life is in the blood. So once that cell hits, you know, once conception is made, that's life in my eyes. But, you know, I try to stay away from it because there's many good patriots that had to have abortions and these things or done it under duress. And, you know, but they live with that decision, and that's the side of abortion that people don't talk about, you know. And she was going on with, well, what about the 8-year-old kid that gets raped and this and incest? And if you look up the stats, there's only 1% of the population that actually has abortion due to rape in these things. The rest is out of convenience. So how could you not, as a moral person, have a problem with that?
You're absolutely right. I'm with you 100%. After conception, that's a baby. It's not a clump of cells. I'm with you. I know several people that have had abortions. I know people that, you know, were young, didn't really think about it. And like you said, that's the part that people don't talk about is what you have to live with after you've done it, or You know, there's a lot of things about it that just isn't talked about. I was on TikTok the other day. Man, I've got about 30 minutes of this live that I recorded. I sat there as a fly on the wall in the room. They were at a pro-abortion rally. I'm not exactly sure of the city. I'm sure it said it in there sometime. But, man, I was disgusted with the people that were on there, the things that they were saying, the things that they were talking about. It's absolutely insane. And it really discouraged me about the people that we are fighting against, because some of these people have no heart whatsoever. And, man, when you're fighting with people that have no morals, no heart, that's a hard fight. You're going to have to turn a lot of shit off, and it's hard to do when you have a heart. And, you know, you're like we are. It's hard.
Well, you know, again, these people are heartless. When you wear a T-shirt saying I've had 23 abortions, to me, I mean, you are just sick and you have no soul. And I really don't like to talk about people that way, you know. But it's just sad. I mean, how could you gloat in such a thing? I mean, you will answer for that, you know. And again, you and I both agree that people have made mistakes in the past and probably went down that road. But one of the reasons they went down that road is because it's so available. It's on every corner. It's on your TV. I mean, they push abortion, push it on people. And so people will take that decision sometimes, but a lot of times they regret it. And, you know, sometimes they don't. They made the decision and that's it. You know, but whatever the case may be, I don't understand why I have to agree with somebody to get along, you know? Why do I have to agree with your point not to sympathize? When someone mentions an 8-year-old girl being raped, how would I in my heart not sympathize with that? You know, I mean, that's just insane, but I don't have to agree with abortion because you use that analogy. You know, we're talking about 1% of the population that actually happens to, which is still bad. I mean, any time is bad, you know? But don't gaslight the situation by bringing that up when it's 1%. You know what I mean?
That's exactly right. That's what they do. They gaslight that because that's what pulls at people's heartstrings. But like you said, it's 1%. You know, the other 99% isn't – that's not what the cases are. And there's so many – you've got condoms, you've got birth control, you have the night-after pill. There's so many options for these people. And then that's still what they go to? It just makes no sense, you know? 20 years ago, there wasn't the options that there are now. 30 years ago, but now there's so many options that there's no need for all that. It drives me nuts. I'm telling you, the live that I recorded the other day will disgust you. Those people were heartless. Those people are out for one thing, to spread the devil's voice, and that's it.
And it's sad because they get away with it. You know, TikTok and these things allow it to go. Like, I do not understand if you or I said anything like that, just for what we're talking about right now. You know, we try to do it in a polite way. I mean, I really, that's the reason I don't touch those subjects, because there is many conservative people that had to have them for whatever reason. And you know, sometimes bringing it up is like rubbing a little salt in their wound. So I try not to do that, you know. I get it. You know, whatever the case may be, made the mistake or, you know, whatever. And my thought on it is not to rub any salt, but it's just to bring out the fact that those people are, you know, ranting and raving in the street about abortion, wanting abortion. I've never seen people so crazed in all my life to gather across a nation and get in an uproar so that people have the right to kill babies. I mean, it just absolutely disgusts me to the core. You can change it and word it any way you want, but that's what it is.
Yeah, it's the devil's work, brother. It is absolutely 100% the devil's work. And there's nothing else to say about it. That's it, man. That's what these people are doing. They're doing the devil's work for him. And we have to combat it, and we have to do our jobs, because we know which side we're fighting for.
Well, it goes all the way back to Scripture, right? I mean, Scripture, what happened in the days of Moses and these things, you know, you can trace this right. That same spirit's been right back to the Bible. I mean, they've been after the babies. you know, trying to kill the babies. We had King Herod, and, you know, I don't know how anybody well schooled on the Bible, but, you know, kill everybody two and under because he wanted to kill the Messiah. It's that same spirit. And you see it on the people. I mean, they're crazed. They're crazed. And this is what the Democratic Party and the Liberal Party of Canada, you know, when you vote liberal, this is what you're attaching yourself to. And these people that's in this transgender movement, the LBGQ movement, all of this stuff, you know, they're trying to push. But, you know, there's really good people. So trying to explain my thought, you know, the LGBTQ is being hijacked now by pedophiles, you know. And, I mean, it's a disgrace. It's an absolute disgrace. And trying to clump that all in together. You know, I agree with your rights. I agree with, you know, you should be treated as a human being, not what you identify as. And that's one of the biggest problems we have. And they think that you can't sympathize with someone if you don't agree with them. And I disagree with that.
I totally disagree with it. And these people that are in the LGBTQ plus community, they're going to have to stand up and they're going to have to make a choice because, you know, we've put up with a lot. And I have no problem with gay people whatsoever. My aunt's uncle or my wife's uncle's gay. I've got plenty of gay friends. It you know, I have no problem with what my problem is with them accepting these people. And they're going to have to take a stand and they're going to have to say, you know, I've made plenty of videos because there is no middle line when it comes to the pedophilia. You're either on one side or you're on the other. And those people are going to have to make a choice. They're going to have to say, okay, we support these people, and we're going to allow them to be in our group, or they're going to have to disassociate themselves with them. And the people that I know that are gay, they don't support that shit. And, you know, a lot of them are afraid to stand up and speak out because, you know, they finally built this community and you know, they've got a loud voice, but they're going to have to separate themselves from some of this stuff. Or else they're all going to be considered, you know, in my eyes, if you don't speak out against it, then you're for it.
And you know, you're right. And that's the problem, that these movements and stuff that people fought for, and, you know, they just wanted to be accepted for who they were. Not, you know, and for whatever, you agree with it, disagree with it, you know, we should respect each other as human beings. And I try to love people no matter what they identify as. I mean, my own family, you know, is gay, and I don't treat them any different. I, you know, love them to death, and that's it.
Absolutely.
You know, the problem I have with is the movement forcing things on people all the time. And what it is, it's being taken over. You know, that movement was taken over. Same with the abortion movement. All this has been taken over by the radicals, and they're using that as an excuse, as a platform to move their own agenda ahead.
Yeah, and that's why I say they're going to have to disassociate themselves with it. They're going to have to call it evil, and they're going to have to separate themselves, you know. Or else, like I said, you support it. If you don't speak out against it, then you support it in some way. And they're going to have to. You know, my best friend growing up, I knew this guy from third grade, you know, since we were 9 years old. I had suspicions growing up, you know, that he might have been gay. He was just, we'd be some places. And, you know, I had five sisters. This guy liked to hang out with my sisters more than he liked to hang out with me. But, you know, growing up, he finally came out of the closet probably when he was about 28, 29 years old. He lived with it his whole life. He was afraid to come out. He was afraid to be different. He didn't want people. And, you know, he's dead now. He got a really bad drug alcohol problem from it, from trying to hide it his whole life. So I have a big heart for people that are different or that feel a different way. You know, I've always – I've never cared what color you were, what race, what gender, what who you went home with. I don't care. I never have. What I care about is when you start pushing this shit down my kid's throat. You know, my kid didn't even know. I have three nephews that are half black. I've got three nieces and nephews that are a quarter black. I've got Mexican, half Mexican nieces and nephews. My daughter is 9 years old. She didn't know that her cousins were black until the pandemic started, until BLM started, until all this shit started. And my daughter comes to me and asks me what Black Lives Matter is. and I have to explain to her what this is about. And she asked me, so Devin, is he black? And I said, well, his dad is black, his mom is white, you know, that's not how we look at things. And, you know, 9 years old, 8 years old when she found out that her cousin was black, that's not how we see things in my house. That's not how we've ever seen things. Yeah,
and that's the way I treat my – that's the way I teach my children, you know, you love a person for who they are, not for the color of their skin or you know, the Bible says by one man's blood God created all nations. So, you know,
everyone.
Politicians use these things to divide us. They use skin color. They use, you know, you can't be yourself without offending somebody. I mean, why can't I disagree with your lifestyle, you know, and still be friends and still, you know, get along just the same as you disagree with my lifestyle? I mean, you know, I'm a church-going man and these things, many people disagree with it, and that's okay. I mean, to me, that's these little slight differences the politicians take and make a big deal to further divide us.
That's exactly right. That's the whole thing. It's been said since you were a kid. What do you remember? It's united we stand, divided we fall. And they know that. They've known that since the beginning of the United States, since the beginning of Canada, since the beginning of anything. If you're united, if your country is united, then you can't pull these games. You can't do these tricks. If people are united, they're aware of what's going on, and they are involved, then none of this shit would be going on right now anyways. We sat dormant. We were too complacent for too long, and we just did our day-to-day lives, and you know, here's where it got us. And so now we have to fix this shit, and that's why we're here doing what we're doing right now. And, you know, our voices may not be doing a whole lot of fixing, but we're definitely waking people up. We're definitely keeping this shit on their minds. And, you know, I tell people on TikTok, I don't know how many more people I'm going to wake up, but I'm going to stay around and piss you off about the things that you should be pissed off about until we're ready to do something about it.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we just keep speaking. You know, I like going on my little rants, you know. But again, you know, back to the divide, you know, they try to use these issues to divide us. And, you know, it just don't make any sense. People got to start seeing through it. You know, I mean, they bring up, they always, you know, you ever notice that it's white people to bring up about white privilege? You don't hear many colored people talking about white privilege, right? Is these white politicians, I mean, they look like fools. They bring it up to try and score some points or whatever it is. I mean, you know, you look like an idiot. But I had a follower, and she is LGBTQ. She's a lesbian. And she got on. I did the one on the kids with the unvaccinated boy, and she blasted it off. And you could see, you know, I tell you, and if she's listening in, I'm proud to call you a friend. And I wish, you know, if she is, she call in, because she made a clear divide about, you know, standing against these pedophiles and everything else. And I'm really glad she did it.
Man, I love it. More of them need to. They're going to have to. Like I said, they're going to have to disassociate themselves from it. We've accepted too much. We're not accepting that shit. I am not accepting it. The wood chipper is the best place for any of those fuckers. And I get pretty heated when I'm thinking about those guys, because, you know, I've got two sisters that were molested by a step-grandpa. And, you know, my own family didn't believe them for years. You know, they didn't believe my older sister until my younger sister was a little bit older, and she finally came out and said, you know, he did the same thing to me. And, you know, finally my grandma started listening a little bit, and you know, they got a divorce, and, you know, my sisters have a good relationship with my grandma now, but that tore my family apart. And I was only about 15 when I found out about it, and I was ready to kill that man. I do not put up with that shit.
And, you know, it's so common. You know, it is so, so common nowadays. because why it's being accepted. And that's why it's in your movies, in Disney and all these things. They put it there so it's so subtle that you can't even catch it with your conscious mind. They get it with your subconscious mind, and you start to accept these things and be more accepting of it. It's the same thing to do when they're going to attack Iran or Iraq or anything like that. You'll start to see different things, and it's just to condition your mind to accept it. And these evil, corrupt devils has been trying to corrupt our minds now for a long time to accept pedophilia. And I'm glad that there's patriots out there that just says, no way. That ain't ever going to happen on our watch.
You're right, though. They're using the TV. They're using these TV shows and movies as TV commercials. They're putting stuff in there just like they do with commercials, with subliminal messaging to make you want their product without you actually seeing something saying that you want their product. And that's what they're doing. They've been doing it for years. It's conditioning, and they've been doing it for years. It's crazy to think of all the shit that we've been conditioned with just through the radio, just through the TV, that we didn't even know we were being conditioned with, you know. They do it in the schools, they do it everywhere. But, yeah, they do it just like it's a commercial, though. They're putting that shit in there, and then they're pushing it to your brain.
Well, and the reason I know a lot about that is I used to work in a movie theater. And, you know, we used to take the commercial, and we used to have to splice it on. And the owner of the theater, he was out, we were talking one day, and he told me what they used to do back in the old days. They used to put in about, 15, 20 frames or maybe more, and put it into the movie. You wouldn't even see it with your physical eye. And that bought the popcorn sales and these things up almost 35%. So, a lot of the things that you're not seeing with your natural eye is still there. And that's why Disney and all this now, they're all showing their true colors, because anything sold in darkness will come to light. And we are starting to see that now, where their true colors lie. I'm so glad that they're down $61 billion. I mean, nothing makes me more happy. You know, I'm glad that Netflix is $15 billion in debt. To who? I don't know. And,
I love that Disney's down. I fucking love that. They deserve it. They deserve everything that they get. They've been pushing this shit for years. We've been trying to tell people about Disney for years, and finally it's made it to the masses. And both sides, it's not just conservatives that are, anybody against this shit. And that's what they don't get. It's going to be the kids that bring us together. That's Disney proves it, you know?
Yeah, 100%. And that's the problem, people got to come together and realize, like, politics, left and the right, we got to try to stay center. Now, I lean right, a lot of my thoughts are right, and these things, but I know in my own self, I got to correct that. I got to kind of stay in the center. And same with people on the left. They got to realize that their party is no longer the party of JFK. Even here in our own country, I didn't follow politics too much back then, but I remember John Chrétien, and I remember when Bush was going for the Iraq war, he said no. And at the time, I was mad with him, because I was all, a Bush fan and all these things. And, but it took courage, and I see that now. I'm like, wow, what was that party like back then? So these parties have been hijacked by these corrupt people.
By the same people. Every one of us, every one of our countries have been hijacked by the same people. It's the same 1%, just like you said a minute ago, that has hijacked every one of us and has created the divide. And like you said, my best friend is my brother-in-law. He's half black, and he's a moderate Democrat. And, he doesn't like Biden. He doesn't like Trump. He didn't like Trump for personal reasons. I brought him around to Trump on a lot of things. I opened his eyes because he listened to CNN a lot, and he doesn't now. He does his own research, and he's come around. I would say he's more very center or maybe right-leaning now, but it's taken me about 10 years to get him there. But, you know, we're still best friends. We were best friends whenever he was leaning really left, and we never let that get in the middle of us, you know. There's a few things that we just don't discuss. Other than that, we can talk about anything, and we can have a healthy conversation about anything. And that's the way it should be. That's the way we have to get back to.
That is the way it should be. I trigger a lot of people with my Trump comments, but, you know, the thing is with me, you know, as someone sitting on the outside and looking in, I was able to see what the media has done to him. And I see a man keep getting hit, keep getting hit, keep getting hit, but yet kept getting up for his country. And, you know, yes, he's made some remarks and these things, but, you know, America didn't vote him to be his pastor. They voted him to run the country. So you can't really look at him based on character. You got to look at him based on what he's doing and the love for his country. And if you look at what he did with the economy, if you look at the blows he's taken, you look at all these things. I mean, how could you not say he's one of the greatest presidents? You know, that's my opinion. And I get a laugh at the people that unfollow you or get mad at you because you say you support Donald Trump. I mean, especially me, I'm here in Canada. I mean, figuratively speaking, I'm just supporting him in theory. You know, I just see a man who loved his country, and he really touched me because he's the first Republican I've seen to fight back and say, no, you are fake news.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And even being in Canada, though, Chad, tell me this. Was the economy better when Trump was in office or since Joe Biden's in office in America?
100%. You know, America is the e-commerce of the entire West, you know, all North America. All depends on America.
People don't realize that. So many things fall back on America. And when people see America falling, they get scared. The world is scared right now. I made a post the other day, and I said that we're probably the laughing stock of the world. But actually, the world is probably scared right now because what's going on with North America right now. Because, you know, Canada and the United States have been, you know, very strong. We've been the looking glass for years. And yeah, to see us falling like we are, to see what's going on in America – to see a president that wasn't, you know, elected, and just to see the things that's going on here, they have to be scared.
Well, let's call it what it was. I mean, the election was stolen. You know, there's no other way to put it.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see that up here in Canada. I seen, you know, I mean, you just got to look. The man was up massive. All of a sudden, they start counting these mail-in ballots. Even before this, 2,000 mules come out, I knew 100% it was stolen. I don't care who agrees with me, who disagrees. It's my opinion. You know, when you get these, Dominion machines and all of this stuff going on, I tell you, there should be a lot of people in jail for treason right now. Even those people that's been carrying those ballots around to all those drop boxes, to me, that is treason, and they should be treated as such. And they start scooping those people up, then you'll eventually get to the people who perpetrated all this, which I believe is your CIA.
Damn right. Yeah. CIA, the FBI, they're all involved. They're all corrupt. There's not one agency in the United States that has not been corrupted. Not one. I can guarantee you that. There's just too much evidence out there. There's too much out there and not anybody being arrested. And what else can you say? I mean, there's been so much evidence brought to light. And, you know, there's stuff going on. I mean, you got to steal the RCA. You've got stuff going on, but it's not like it should be. I think the stuff that's going on is just to keep us at bay right now and to keep us calm and to make us think that stuff's going on, but really not enough's going on. There should be thousands and thousands of people in jail right now. And
wow,
we're on the radio show. There should be people hung from the trees.
Yeah, but what are they? They're rewarded. the reward of a CNN contracts where they get to go on there. You're Andy McCabe. That man said in a meeting, he come out, I was listening to Cash Patel, and he in his own notes, he come out about the Alpha Bank, knew that that was false, but yet they pursued it anyways. So this is the deputy director of the FBI, knowing that that was a false investigation, still pursued it. You know, and that man, yeah, he got fired, but he got his pension back and all this stuff. I mean, that man should be charged with treason and sent to Guantanamo Bay. You know, you got Michael Sussman now. I believe his trial started today. Here's a man that was, you know, set up the Trump campaign and then later the President of the United States, where they tried to send a tech team in to implant evidence of a connection between Donald Trump and the Alpha Bank in Russia. You know, and yet the media is mum on this. I mean, this is before the court now. John Durham has a grand jury. He has evidence. He presented the evidence. They said it's enough to go to trial. But yet we're not hearing nothing about it. Why is that?
Because they own it. They own the media. They own it all. And we hear what they want us to hear. And, you know, as of right now, Johnny Depp is just way too more important.
They tried to take down, Michael, a sitting president of the United States. And in reality, they did end up taking him down because he stole the election. And, you know, and then they go on CNN, you know, John Brennan and James Clapper, and they're flapping their gums all over CNN. I mean, it just angers me, and I'm not even American, you know, how they were able to go and set up a sitting president and walk away scot-free. All these Democrats, you know, that are in office, they get away with these crimes. You got Adam Schiff and the Standard Hotel. You know, all these things. Look at that Ed Buck. I don't know if you know who that is. He was the one got caught. He was a big Democrat mega donor. And he was getting high with young black men. And he's after having two or three of them.
Oh, yeah.
And he finally got charged on the last one. Then you got Anthony Weiner's laptop. I mean, apparently, there was stuff on there that made grown men, seasoned men of the NYPD, leave the room thrown up. Coincidentally, a lot of them committed suicide, you know, or Clinton side, as you want to call it. I mean, there's just, it's unbelievable. They put such a fear in the people to keep them from coming forward that, you know, people are scared. And that's why your Justice Department is divided. People are scared to go against, you know, your Clintons and your Bidens and all these people.
Rightfully, they should be, but the time of being scared is over. We're not going to have anything left. These people have to think about their families. They have to think about future generations because they're all going to – once this goes – the ones that don't speak out, they're going to be treated just as the ones that, you know, that did. I mean, just like the pedophilia thing, if you don't speak out and you don't do anything about it, then you're just as bad and just as guilty as the ones doing it. And so I understand they're scared, they're fear for their life, but at this point, it doesn't matter. They have to come forward or they're just going to be treated with treason. I think Guantanamo Bay, I think we need to have every courthouse. Well, you know, I mean, I could get into that, but I won't. But yeah, it's treason.
You know.
People have been doing treason for years, and I'm sick of it. I am. I think a lot of people are. We're going to have to stop it.
Well, when you look and you see that the FBI, CIA, you know, your NSA, you know, all these things, they were all knew about election fraud. They all knew about Hunter Biden's laptop. They all knew about Anthony Weiner's laptop and yet did nothing. And, you know, a lot of people got mad at me when I started talking about Q. You know, I spent years studying Q and you know, just loving it, getting caught up in the Q drops and, you know, just thinking, oh, yeah, it's coming, you know, and yet it never came. So it got me thinking that, you know, could it be that Q is just, you know, if you think that something's coming, you have no reason to be outraged. He thinks justice is coming. Nothing can stop what's coming. Well, then you don't need to take to the streets and demand that these politicians be arrested and sent out to Guantanamo Bay.
No. You're right. I mean, I have my own thoughts on Q. I've thought, you know, psych ops for a long time. Just it keeps people at bay. It keeps people distracted. And you know, I haven't seen enough evidence of any of it to make me actually believe in any of it. You know, I see reports all the time, and I see stuff all the time, but a lot of the stuff I see is old, just like the propaganda from Russia and Ukraine. It's old stuff, and I haven't seen anything that actually makes me believe that any of that is true.
Well, think how easy it is to fake, right? So we have something now that happens on a certain date or something like that. Someone take a screenshot or, you know, do it up on the computer. Then they send it out. Look, Q predicted this or whatever. And that's how they do it, you know. And now anybody listening that are Q fans, I mean, I, with all my heart, want Q to be real. You know, I really, really do. But right now, you know, and then you got the other thing. So if Q was real, then you can bet that there's also another team that's going to discredit Q. So you got both sides of the coin. So if it was real, you're going to have another side of the coin going to come out and say that JFK is alive and all these things, you know. And, I mean, you know, we're at the point where you got to question everything.
Yeah, that's why I just can't get into it, because there's just not enough factual evidence for me. And, you know, for me, I have to have my evidence. I have to be able to do my research, and I have to be able to look things up. And some, you know, so much of it I wish were true. So much. But at the same time, you know, we have to take everything with a grain of salt. We have to question everything. And I don't see it. So I'm with you. I just don't see it.
So what do you think of what do you think was in those envelopes that was at George Bush's funeral? I don't know if you saw that video that was going around YouTube. It was supposedly done by
yeah.
Q. And, you know, we've seen the look on Jeb Bush's face. And, you know, what do you actually think was in those envelopes?
Man, you know, I have no clue. Just like the soccer ball, I just have no clue. I really don't. I've seen, you know, plenty of videos that said, you know, what is it, we all know or we know, whatever. I can't remember, but I just don't know. It's mysterious, but, you know, so much time has gone by. So many people have been Clintoned, you know. If something was going to happen to these people, if there was a big plan, I have to think that they wouldn't let it get this bad. There's so much evidence out there. Why let it get this bad? Why let it get to where we're headed? Because we're headed for bad times. If stuff continues the way it's going and something doesn't change, we're headed for some, you know, Great Depression type shit. And I don't know how many people realize that, but we are. I mean, we're paying $5.50 a gallon, U.S. dollars, for a gallon of diesel right now. I mean, it's unsustainable. People can't keep
double
doing
that here.
Company. Double that
you,
there?
You can almost double that. I forget how the conversion goes. Maybe Kim, being a smart woman, and
what
she
is it, a liter there?
Figure that out. But it's $2.50 a liter.
$2.50 a liter. So, yeah, you're really close to the same price then. You'd average out somewhere around $5.75, I think, maybe, somewhere in there.
Is your gas based on the U.S. water gallon, or is it just a gallon?
That's a good question. I really don't know, Chad. I think we've got Lambo on the line now. He was calling in to talk about some WEF meetings, some poo and all that. So I think I'm gonna go ahead and let him in the room for a few minutes and see what he's got going on. How are you doing tonight, Lambo?
Yeah, I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me on. Honored to be on the show.
Awesome, man. We're glad that you called in, dude. what do you think about this meeting that we're going to have in, what is it, 5-6 days?
Yeah, the 22nd. And, you know, depending on what side of the coin you're on, you know, everybody says that it's not something that they can do. We have our constitution. We need 2/3 of our senators to sign off on anything. But they're going at it as a treaty, which I think that's a backdoor in, which that's how most these liberal Democrats work, and the elites work. They want to go around everything. They're using it as a pandemic treaty, and we already have 13 amendments that are already signed that give up a little bit here and a little bit there of our sovereignty already. So why wouldn't this treaty just be another little piece that actually finishes off what they're trying to do?
Yeah, that's right. And you know, I was thinking today that, you know, why sign this treaty? Why? What is it? And I was thinking that they would use this because, you know, if they want to enforce mandates and bring more hardship and bring everybody under one world government, you know, they're not going to be able to use American troops to do it. Americans are very patriotic, same with Canadians. They're not going to turn on each other like that. I think they're going to use UN troops. That's just my thought. What do you think?
Correct. That's exactly what they're going to do. Because they're not going to get the U.S. military, our National Guard, our Homeland Security to go against the American people in something like this. They will use U.N. troops. They if it does happen under a pandemic, I think that that's when FEMA gets enacted, which then makes it liable for U.N. troops to then enter the United States legally. There are rumors that they are already on soil, which heaven help them if they are. Because they're not going to get past the good old boys of the American public. But that's how I see it going down. I see it going down as a treaty. It's a backdoor issue. And then the UN thinks that they're just going to come on in. And, I mean, if you can – you're on the same TikTok I am. These good old boys, they're ready for a fight. So if UN wants to come
man.
In, we're ready for a fight.
I see it all over. People are just getting antsy. I mean – I'm like, calm down, you know. But here's my thoughts on when, if and when that do happen. I do believe it will happen. I do believe that once the infighting starts and all these things, that's when Russia and China, that's when they're going to take their swipe at America and Canada,
you know,
North America.
They're going to have to nuke us because there's at least 80 million of us that are ready to do whatever we have to do. At least 80 million of us. I can guarantee you that. If blue hats come over here, there's not enough of them. China, Russia, UN. China has 2 million soldiers, active soldiers in their military. We have 17 million veterans in the United States. So, I mean, that's just, they would have to nuke us. They can't come over here and literally take our land. There's just
no,
there's just no way.
Do you guys follow Glenn Beck at all?
Oh, yeah. I've
watched Glenn a long time. Yeah.
He did a report of Iran had, you know, they're testing their missile distance. And it wouldn't take anything for them to get a barge or a ship with a missile on there to shoot off into our power grids. And I think that's how it starts. I don't know exactly how it starts. I don't know if I want to buy into that at all. But I think that's how it starts, is they attack our power grid.
Because
they're
the
most unprotected thing that this country offers.
Yeah.
Any war, that's the first thing you do is you take out the power grid, the communications, then you go after the infrastructure. You know, I have no doubt that these people, you know, if and when that ever happens, will take full advantage of that. You know, but you look on the other hand, I mentioned about the, you know, the Russians are over there training since they're young boys, you know. They're just tough, tough people. And we're sitting over here trying to figure out which bathroom to use. You know, I think we will get a rude awakening.
Well, we will definitely
have very much so.
There's a lot of people that will. It's no doubt about that. Even the ones that are prepared or think that we're prepared, it will be a rude awakening. any change of lifestyle like that is a rude awakening for anybody. I don't care who you are. But like you said.
No, and you're exactly correct.
The China military, Russian military, those people, they don't mess around. The North Koreans, they don't mess around. Those people are very strict. They have a lot of rules, and we get away with a lot of stuff here that they don't get away with.
Yeah, China teaches self-defense. China teaches weapon technology to their youth growing up. They're teaching wartime strategies, and we're teaching about safe spaces.
Yeah, that's the stuff they push on their TikTok, too. Yeah, that's what they're pushing on their TikTok, too. That's what you get awarded for in China and TikTok. You know, here you get awarded for shaking your ass or showing your tits or doing stupid, really stupid shit. That's where you get awarded here. You know, you speak out against the government just like here, there, or just like there, you get taken down just like you do there. They don't want people to speak out a bit, you know, we're treated the same as they are there, except for
correct.
They push the stupid shit here, and they push what you're talking about on their TikToks. They want smart kids. They want kids that know how to protect themselves. They want kids that are China first, and you know, it's the exact opposite here. What they let get away with here is it's absolutely ridiculous. It really is. It's crazy.
You know, when your president sits up and says, what's great about America, you know, and that's what you're teaching the kids today, you know, the patriotic is no longer you're standing for the national anthem or standing for the Lord's Prayer. You know, the fall of every great civilization is when the country lost its morals. And, you know, again, we're emasculating our young men. They're taught to be toxic masculinity, you know, and I mean, what kind of future are you going to have when you have all these young men growing up to be, you know, pansy boys? Forgive me, but
soft, you know? Soft men.
Yes.
And you know, Joe Rogan brought that up. You know, weak men bring hard times. Hard men bring hard times, or good times. And that's where we're at right now. We're in hard times because we've had too many weak men leading up to this moment. If you try speaking out and bringing awareness, you know, like we do, we get shot down, and that's how it's been the last 10 years. Now we're in a situation where it's like, where has everybody been? Well, we've been shot down. We've been kicked to the side. Our opinions and our worries haven't mattered to anybody. Well, they matter now.
Well, you know, it was Donald Trump who woke me up. It was Donald Trump who woke me up when he started calling out fake news. And I started watching, you know, people start recording. That's why I always tell people down in Ottawa, when you see these news organizations recording, you record them. You know, I mean, you remember Anderson Cooper standing on his knees over in the flood zone, you know, pretending he was up to his waist in water and see a dog go. And, you know, it just shows you how fake. And that was one of the greatest things I think he did, was expose to us that our news media is 100% controlled by the CIA, the FBI, CSIS, whoever. You know, they're all under government control. I refuse to believe anything otherwise.
How about
yeah,
the report
absolutely.
Of Mark Zuckerberg being an FBI agent?
I didn't see
Ooh,
that.
I didn't
one.
Hear that.
I don't know. I don't know if I believe. Yeah, I don't know if I believe that, and I've only heard it once, so I can't confirm it. Nor am I going to spread that rumor. But there was a paper that I saw that Mark Zuckerberg is actually an FBI informant or agent, and he just peddles everything to them. And I've said this on my podcast that 8 hours that Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp all went down. Rumor is the military went in there and took the servers down in California and then gave them back, because you couldn't even type in, you know, the HTTP to get on to Facebook. It would never even existed. So
yeah.
Everything was gone, and then all of a sudden they just came back up online. I think the military went in there and took those servers for whatever data they needed out of them.
I believe that because, you know, TikTok just did the same thing. You remember, there was a bunch of us patriots. We all got taken down, permanently banned, boom. You didn't have a chance to appeal, nothing, boom, gone. And all of a sudden, mysteriously, couple days later, everybody got them back. And, you know, and it was patriots that you know. It just made me think, well, what if the military or whatever went in and just went and got all your information?
Not everybody got them back.
I'm still on my original account. I don't know how, but I am still on my original account.
I'm on 17, 18, and 19.
Well, you know, I try to – I'll tell you the success I've had and the reason I've had it. I don't argue with people. You know, I actually care about people, and I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings a lot of times, you know. So I just block them if they're there to argue or fuss. My block list is just as many as the 115,000 people. I mean, I probably got just as many blocked. And so if they make any kind of negative comment, I just block. I don't even, you know, that's how I do it.
Exactly.
That follows me that is being rude to other people that follow me, that's just being disrespectful, I don't even give them a warning normally. I just block them too, because I don't like to spread that shit, and I don't like negativity. And if you come on my page and you're rude to people that follow me or that I'm friends with, then you're gone. You're done. We're all on the same team, and you gotta respect each other for sure.
Yeah, especially right now. I mean, that's what they're trying to divide us even right now with this treaty that's going to go on of can they take our sovereignty? Can they not take our sovereignty? And it's like, yeah, we're on the same page. I think it's going to go like this, and you think it's going to go like this, but let's prepare and let's stay on the same page no matter what you think. And that's how you got to kind of go about it, is we're still on the same side. Be aware of what could happen, and don't be shocked about if it does go my way or if it goes the way that you're thinking. We're all on the same side right now.
Yeah, prepare for the worst and pray for the best. That's all we can do right now. Yeah,
exactly.
That's exactly what I'm doing. I am preparing for the worst. I've got my mind prepared for it. I've got my household prepared for it. And I tell my wife all the time, you know, if I'm crazy, you know, in 2 years from now, when all this food's going to go bad, you know, some of this stuff's going to go bad that's not non-perishable, then I'll take it down to a food pantry and give it all away, and I'll help a lot of people out. And, you know, if we end up needing it, then you're going to thank me for it later. You know?
Exactly.
It is what it is. So.
Well, you know, I tell my wife thinks I'm crazy. You know, I'm like, start buying foods, flour, and all these things, and we're going to get a freeze-dry machine and all this, you know. She thinks I'm half-cracked, but, I says I'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it. And, you know, what a lot of people don't know right now in America, there's a huge diesel shortage. And that's a very scary thing. I mean, your rail is diesel electric. Your trucks,
everything
is all diesel. All your farming equipment, everything is diesel. And, you know, that is definitely by design. There's no reason in the world with all the refineries and all the oil Canada got that you should be shut down.
Yeah, that's scary as hell, and people really need to know. And it's once the diesel runs out and the trucks stop moving, we're done. I don't care what kind of food shortages there wasn't. There's gonna be all kinds of shortages.
In a normal economy, 3 days. In a normal, running, successful economy, you shut the trucks down in this country, 3 days. That's all it's going
to
be. And then now, you know, we're in a shortage as it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it would take 1 year to recoup for 3 days of trucks being missed on American highways. That's a fact. So it's scary as hell.
Well, and then what happens, you know, when the trucks are down for 3 days, then you got all the ports to back up. Then you got ships out in the sea. So then you got people who ordered those containers, now they have to pay for those containers while they're sitting on a ship out there, and it just keeps trickling down on and on and on and on until, I mean, it literally could bring on the Great Depression just from that alone.
It's going to bring on the Great Depression if it doesn't change really, really fast. Mark my words, there's nothing that we can do about it if it doesn't. If we can't put a reverse on what's going on right now, we are looking at some really dark times.
Yeah, be prepared. Have your 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months of food. Have you know, water on hand. Have batteries, flashlights on hand. You know, and the best survival trick that I, or not trick, but plan that I've gotten is, you know, Mr. Freedom Stick. He's got his end of month survival class that he teaches for people who need a helping hand in that.
Yep. I've got several friends on TikTok that's done it. I haven't been able to do it yet. My mom's done, I think, 3 of them already. She loves Freedom Stick. I tell her she loves him more than she does me sometimes. But no, she does. She's done his survival podcast, or his survival group. Rubicon on here. I don't know if he's listening in, but he's done it too. He texted me afterwards. He was so excited. He was like, "Dude, I was just doing it to support Freedom." But he's like, "You don't realize how much shit I just learned from that guy." And I was like, "Wow, I'm gonna have to catch one, because yeah, even people that think that they know everything or
And I'm gonna do it too. And just to give a shout out to Freedom, you know, anybody listening, please check out his website, because it's very informative. That episode of 2000 Mules, you can follow the link. That's on there. You know, he's a great, great patriot, and we want to support him as a radio show. He's been on our show a few times. You know, same thing, I want to talk about Jeremy, the Disrespected Trucker Show. Anybody, you know, if you haven't listened to him, Thursday night, 7 p.m., is on Unplugged here with us. He's a great, great host, and we suggest you go visit him as well. And Lambo, please plug your podcast, because I will definitely be tuning in to hear you. First, I didn't know about you until tonight.
It's A Little Extra Lambo. I come out Fridays on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and Stitcher, or Anchor if you're on there. Friday mornings, I talk about Red Pill, being a good dad, and, you know, obviously kind of the topics of today. I've had Freedom Stick on 3 times, and like you said, he's a wealth of knowledge. He's a good dude, and it's no wonder our moms like him better than us.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Well, Lambo, I appreciate you calling in tonight, man. We're going to have you in as a full guest one night, man, and just let you have the board for a little bit. I'm sure you got
appreciate it, guys.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Anytime, dude. Like I said, I'd like for you to come on as our guest one night. We'll have a whole discussion of what we're going to talk about, and we'll slam it down.
Outstanding. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
all right, brother.
I
we'll have a good night, dude.
Lambo, I definitely would want that. You're a wealth of information yourself. So definitely would love to have you back. Make sure you guys who are listening, make sure you catch his podcast. I will definitely be tuning in.
Yeah, and go check him out on TikTok.
Appreciate it, guys.
South Hill Podcast Studios. Awesome guy.
And your TikTok name?
I've been following him. Yep, South Hill Podcast Studios, right?
Yes, correct. Correct. And then eventually, once I get banned, then I can tie everything in together. But until they kick me off, I'm just going to keep what I got.
Yes, sir.
Good stuff.
Well, have a great night, man. Have a great night. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you too, guys. Have a good night. Bye.
Wow, Michael. What a great guest. He needs his own time slot for sure. It's great talking to people like that.
I tagged him into my TikTok video that I did the night before the show, just promoting the show. So go check him out, Chadio. I know you hadn't heard of him before, and I've been following that guy for a while. He's been following me, and great dude. Great dude, a great American patriot. So, yep.
All right, Kim, you have a guest ready to come on?
We do. One of my favorite creators who makes me laugh. He speaks the truth, but he always ends his videos in honk, honk.
Honk, honk.
We have small bills with us tonight. Are you there?
You guys hear me?
Yes,
we can.
Sir.
How are you guys doing tonight? Thank you, Kim.
Well, I feel like I'm in the presence of a big star.
yeah, right. Yeah, no, I was a little nervous. I want to tie a couple things in, if you don't mind, guys. I'd love to get your thoughts on it. I've been listening since the beginning, but anyhow, a couple things you were talking about recently here, just in the last 10 minutes or so. You got all these, because of Biden's incompetent handlers, we got container ships surrounding this continent. And you're also talking about the Chinese capabilities with missiles and whatnot. What, like, am I the only one, and I haven't talked about this before now, but, like, am I the only one thinking that, like, what are the odds that these container ships aren't just holding fucking toilet paper and diapers and the bullshit? Like, what if there's some serious shit going on in these containers and they're just, like, we're just a stone's throw away from getting fucked right over here?
You're probably absolutely right.
I'd love to hear you talk.
I mean, that is pretty deep. You know, that is, you know, because you got to remember, these people have been planning our destruction for a long, long time, and what a way to do it. And, you know, your Bidens and these people, they'll sell out their own mother for the almighty dollar. And, I mean, we know now in America, especially with the ports and all this, and even here in Canada, you can't examine every container that comes into Canada. It's just impossible to do. So maybe you're exactly right. I mean, wow, that's scary to think about.
My main concern was, like, they're testing these supersonic missiles and whatnot. I'm not too up to date on them, but, like, could they be sitting on these ships just waiting for the word go? You know what I mean? Like,
There's no telling what's on those ships.
That's one of my biggest fears.
There's absolutely no telling what's on those ships.
Yeah.
No telling. Yeah, and nobody's doing no checks. Nobody cares. It's, and like Chad said, our destruction has been planned for so long. You know, it was Agenda 21. And you know, I think Trump may have put a halt on their plans, and something did, and they moved it to Agenda 30. And now they've had to push it forward because I think too many of us have stood up and said, fuck you, we're not going to do this. And we've woke too many people up, and now they're having to push their agenda as fast as they can and, you know, starve us out, do whatever they have to do to get us to bend and break for them.
Go ahead, Kurt.
Oh, I just said I'm not going to bend and I'm not going to break.
Oh.
I'll die on my knees.
Well, you know, I look at it this way. I mean, these people, again, they would sell out their own mother. I mean, you look at every government now that's in power, Marcon, Trudeau, Biden, they all come in under suspicious circumstances, all with claims of voter fraud. You know, they're out and out brash. They don't care about the criminality. They don't care. I mean, you know, Kurt knows, Trudeau, sits there. He don't care. He'll out in your face and tell you, yes, I did this and I did that. He don't care.
Yep.
He don't. He's above the law.
Yep. It's a goddamn disgrace.
You know, and then you got your local politics. The same thing, Kurt, you know, with Doug Ford there. I mean, you know, I used to be I lived in Ontario most of my life, and I always considered home Oshawa. But the Rob Ford, I watched him for many, many, many years. I've watched him in the Toronto Sun. That was my thing. Sit down every day, read the Toronto Sun, and you would see when they used to post the councillor's office salary for the year. And Rob Ford's was always zero. That's why he stood out to me. And then Doug Ford come in, you know, he started following me on Twitter, and we, you know, converse back and forth. And the minute he started running for office, little old chatty old became a nobody.
Yeah. No, Doug's a piece of shit. I've been a lifelong conservative, but Doug's campaign manager, he's tied to all kinds of Chinese companies and big pharma, and Doug, he's there's a reason he always looks like the deer caught in the headlights, because he knows what he's doing is wrong, but he can't do anything else. It's a goddamn shame.
I believe with Doug Ford, you're exactly right. I believe that he knows what he's doing is wrong. He knows he's selling out his province. He knows he's selling out his country. I did a video on Doug Ford. It got over 200,000 views. Every time I mention his name, people just tune in because he knows. I mean, he gets out there, like you said, he's just guilty. He can't hide it. Don't play poker.
The problem we have up in the north here, like we got the conservatives and the liberals, and then we got the NDP. And for the American listeners, the NDP is like the AOC and the squad version, that they got their own little party up here, and they just kick and scream and yell. And now there's such a void on the center left that these conservative politicians are pandering to the center left to try and get the votes, and they're leaving people like me and a lot of others here behind. So it really, and then it opens the door for the PPC and the Ontario, the Blue, and everybody else. And I don't know, it's a mess.
Well, and then what happens then is this, and that's the problem with a new party, is people are scared. You see, if someone's going to start a new party, they got to have a powerful speaker. They got to have someone that's able to draw. Like right now in Ontario, if that new party that's there, if they had the power to get up and get their message out, and you had someone that's like you, Kurt, you know, hot, hot. Every platform you get out, you go, oh, God.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now, Chad, and Mike, I wish you were allowed to swear in the House of Commons, because if you were, I'd fucking sign up tomorrow.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I can't. I'm the same way, man. I can't watch my mouth, man. These people piss me off so bad. It's just, you know, my dad.
You're a lot better, Mike, at biting your tongue than I am. No, I've learned. I've taken a page out of Chad's book, and I have fucking learned, but not that much.
I just followed you with my new page just a moment ago. I remember I followed you on my old pages. I just followed you on my new one just now. So. I missed the video.
Looking up
so
after.
Many people. Yeah. I got to keep finding again, man. It's fucking stupid.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we're going down left and right.
Yeah, they don't want it. They know what we're doing.
What account number are you on now, Kurt?
1, 2, 3, 4. I have 4 and 5 active right now, but I just got I have a hard time. I used to call it my backup account. Then it was my main account. But anyhow, everything got nuked, and then I got my main account back. And I put one video up today, and it got blasted right out of the water, because I have had absolutely enough of this transgender bullshit that's going on in the school system. And I'm not going to shut. They want to shut me down, and then a bunch of you patriots are going to fucking blow my account back up again, and I'll start running my mouth again, because I got little girls. 7, and you know, this shit just burns me right to the core.
It pisses me off. It's absolute bullshit, the stuff that they're doing to our kids, and that's right, man. We'll do what we have to do, and if TikTok takes us down, we'll come right back. I come back with vengeance every time. I usually come back with 3 or 4 accounts right off the bat. As soon as they put me on a post ban, I start up a new account and I just keep going.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be silent. Mike,
I tagged Michael in a video. I don't know which one to tag. Like, which one do you use the most?
I keep up with all of them.
I did a backup, and within a week I had 28,000 followers. I went on that rant there with, we want the names. So, you know, that hit like, poof. And anyways, I was skating along fine until the leftists found me, you know, and, I've always had a way of bringing information out without directly pointing at the information, you know what I mean? So I was able to skate the violations in a lot of ways. To get people to think for themselves. Do you know what I'm saying without me saying it?
100%. You got to let people read between the lines a little bit sometimes. It's the only way you can get away with most of it.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's TikTok. Like, we're not sitting on Channel 4 News prime time, sitting here. You know, I try to tell people, like, I do my best to, be informed, but at the same time, I get my information like everybody else. And I try to wait. I give it the, what was it, Dan Bongino. I don't know if anybody listened to him, but he got the Bongino rule. You know, you give it 36 hours before you talk about it because you want to make sure that it's legit, it starts getting out in the mainstream. So I don't usually jump off on certain things. But, again, we're just giving our opinions, our thoughts, and these things, and for whatever reason people like it. So leave us alone.
Absolutely.
Yeah, leave us alone. Yes, it wasn't a content violation. My community liked it. It wasn't a community violation. My community liked that shit.
Yeah,
12,000 of them liked it before you took it down, you assholes.
Yeah, you get you get like 3,000 views and 1,000 likes in the first 20 minutes, and then all of a sudden the video is gone. Like,
just gone.
Like, people
enjoyed
it.
That's what I told Fred. Every time one of my videos, it'll get up to, like you just said, in the first 20 minutes, I'll have 1,000 likes on it, and then all of a sudden, bam, dude, community guidelines violation. They take it down for, what, 24 hours and then give it back to you. Oh, hey, here's it back. But they don't tell you they give it back to you. And then they just slow it down. They just slow them down. That's all they do. Take it away, slow it down, and then put it back in the page.
Absolutely, because what it does, everybody shares it, and then, you know, people click on it, and then it says video not available, and it's fucking gone. It just kills the video, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it does.
What did you get on the other account? The reason I started the other account, Kurt, was, you know, be a little more, you know, I start watching you guys, you get me fired up. So I said, all right, I'm going to start another account now where I'll be a little more daring, if you will. And so I went off on abortion, 28 days. It got 490,000 views. And what did they do? They killed the sound, and I had every leftist on the app coming after me reporting my videos. Got mass reported. Every video got violations.
Yeah.
They came and
that's
found
hilarious.
His main page after that. He's got every liberal in Canada, every leftist liberal woman in Canada on his ass now.
Yeah. Except Chrystia Freeland, she left. Did you guys get on Chrystia Freeland's page when she was on there a year or two ago?
No.
Freebase, yeah. I was giving her bobblehead. I was giving her such a hard time. I got screenshots of our conversations. Holy fucking shit. I fucking lie on the ground laughing, looking at him. I go back every now and then. Fucking hilarious.
You better watch out. Now she's Deputy PM.
She was the deputy fucking cunt back then. But anyhow, what I would love to see is I would love to see like a pre-approval process come onto TikTok where you can either put your video live or you can put it into a pre-approval thing. You know what I mean? And then TikTok can fucking have a look at it. And then if it clears, it goes live. If it passes, it goes live. You know what I mean? Because so many videos are good. Like, so many videos come back good, right? Like, you know, you get 10 videos reported, probably 8 or 9 of them come back good. But
almost
like we were talking about
earlier,
it kills the video.
Yeah. I think it's TikTok. When a video goes down like that, it's TikTok doing it. It's not somebody mass reporting your shit. It's TikTok knowing that your video is fixing to go viral and they have to fucking kill it, but they can't, you know, they don't want to, they want to do it the legal way. So, oh, here, we're going to give it back to you. There was no violation there, but we stopped it for you. So here's it back.
Yeah.
Well, I was reading up on it, and their AI picks up a lot of stuff. And sometimes the AI is too smart for its own good, right? So that's why a lot of those, you know, don't really get, well, they say it don't get held against you, but every time I get reported now, I get a suspension. I'm like, how is this right when I win all the appeals?
Yeah.
Like, it makes absolutely no sense. But what I'd like to see is that nobody be allowed to report you until they got 5 or 10,000 followers.
Yeah.
So they got skin in the game that then if they're mass reporting people all the time, they could lose their account and get a device ban. That's what I would like to see.
Yeah, and if you report a video and it comes back clean, it's a strike against you or something along those lines for sure.
Yeah, exactly, right? And because, you know, the way it is now, okay, so you win the appeal, but you're still got a strike against you. I emailed them today and, like, you know, I got another account warning. And it's like, okay, so can't you go in and remove these? They emailed me back and said, well, your account was banned 30 days ago. I'm like, okay. Maybe that's why I'm getting away with stuff. I don't know.
No, you're awesome, Chad. Fuck, your videos just blow up. It's crazy. And I've gone away. They keep shutting. They keep shutting Mike down too quick. I can't even fucking keep up. I used to really enjoy Mike's videos.
Man, for a while.
I think it's
for
been
a while
since I saw one.
They left me alone for a while, though. They did for, like, I went on vacation to Tennessee. When I went on vacation, the first day I was there, I woke up and I had 3 pages just totally gone. No appeals, no nothing. So I started 3 new pages that day while I was in Tennessee. So for almost a month and a half, they didn't – I mean, I barely caught, like – I think I told Chad, like, in a month and a half, I think I had, like, 5 or 6 violations, and that was within all 3 pages. Like, I kept telling Freedom Stick, I kept telling Packing Patriot, like, what the fuck's going on? You guys keep losing pages, but mine's just staying up, it's growing, and they're not touching me. And then all of a sudden, man, I woke up one morning after the show. We did our show one night, and I advertised it on TikTok the night before, put my link trees on there, and then all of a sudden, the next morning, I woke up, 5 pages gone. I had a device ban on at the app. I had to do a total reset on my phone. I mean, it was fucking ridiculous what they did to my phone.
That's brutal.
Crazy. Has to be illegal as hell. I mean, this is nuts.
He had to get a letter from the Beijing embassy just to get back on.
You know, when I say it was a device ban, it wasn't really a device ban. I could get on TikTok, so it would let me create an account. It let me create 12 different accounts in a row. And it let me sign on and get on. And as soon as I went to look for somebody and I would follow someone from my old list, boom, I was taken down. And so 12 accounts like that. And then after the 12 accounts, I couldn't even sign on to TikTok. I would go on there and I would try to put in a birthday, and it wouldn't even let me get past that process. It literally just took me out, man. So I had to do a complete factory reset on my phone, make a new email, download TikTok again, and then put it on. And then it was instant. I was right back in. So they definitely put some type of malware and spyware on my phone. And that, I mean, just fuck, what else are they doing to our phones? What is China doing with our phones?
This is the problem with these Chinese apps. They got, like, and I'm guilty of it. I use the same password for everything. So these bastards, they get in your phone, and they got, guaranteed they can, well, they can go through your phone without being on TikTok, probably, them bastards. But, they got all your information, no doubt about it.
Yeah,
well, they know where you travel, where you've been, if you go get your coffee, where you go. I mean, they know absolutely everything. You got your facial recognition, and I'm sorry to tell you, Kurt, but when the social credit score, you're done. You might as well sell your house, sell a whole lot. You're done. You haven't got a chance. So...
I'm fucked
for sure. I'm definitely fucked on the side. That's why we can't let it get that far, guys, because I'm fucked. They're going to fucking dock you for jaywalking, you know, what they're going to do in China, what they do over there. So.
And just for the record, you know, Justin Trudeau, he's got nice hair. He's a good guy. And, you know, I really think you guys should vote for him.
Fuck Justin Trudeau. I'm an American. Fuck Justin Trudeau.
Fuck.
But I'll say fuck Joe Biden, too. Fuck all them guys. None of them care about us. None of them care about us. They're all out for themselves. They're all that 1% that Chad here was talking about earlier. That 1% has the other 99% fighting and arguing so much that we can't fucking do what we need to do with the 1%.
Yeah,
we need to
take
back the 1%'s power. We need to take back all their wealth and spread it back out to where it belongs, man. And
No, for sure.
That's what
needs to be done. What I know, guys, being up here in Canada, things are pretty boring, right? So, for the last 5 years, I paid way too much, not too much, but I paid way more attention to American politics than I did to Canadian politics. And then the 10 or 15 years before that, I'm fucking working my bag off trying to get going, right? So, like, I wasn't – and I think that's the problem with today now. And a lot of people I, like, hang around with on a daily basis, they're so preoccupied with making sure that the mortgage is paid and there's food in the fridge and, like, they got kids in college and they're so preoccupied. They don't have time to pay attention. They don't have time to get on TikTok. They don't have time to listen to radio shows. And that's how these motherfuckers are getting away with a lot of this, because people are just so and I think that's by design, too.
It is by design. That's exactly what they want from us. That's exactly right, man. And that's – so many people were like that for so many years. You know, I've been doing this for a long time, probably – I think probably I kind of woke up back in maybe 2008, 2009. My wife thought I was crazy as fuck. She finally came around to me the last few years. But, you know, she didn't even really think I wasn't crazy until the pandemic hit, until, you know, the plandemic hit. You know, and so many people on TikTok tell me, man, I was asleep until coronavirus hit, until I started seeing all the stupid shit they were pushing and all the lies they were pushing. And I think it woke a lot of people up. I don't think that that was their plan, but at the same time, with them getting on there and pushing their propaganda, and then people like us saying, no, this isn't right, this is bullshit, and I'm going to call bullshit on it, and people actually listening to us, I don't think they planned on that, man. I think they thought that they were going to push the pandemic. We were all going to be fucking scared because we've seen their bullshit propaganda from China, people falling over in the streets. You know, building hospitals and you know, and people being locked up in their fucking houses and you know, nailed shut. I think they thought we were just going to be scared straight into taking this fucking vaccine. I don't think they expected any pushback. And when the American people and the Canadian people said, no, we're not going to take your fucking vaccine. We don't care if Trump said it's cool. We don't care if Trudeau said it was cool. We have a mind of our own, and we're not going to fucking fall for your shit. They didn't expect that, man. I really don't think they did. And that's why they're having these meetings, like what they're fixing to have next week. Because, fuck, what are we going to do next, guys? You know, the Americans and the Canadians are the only ones that are fucking not falling in line. The Australians, you know, I mean, that aren't falling in line. And they didn't expect the pushback. They definitely didn't. And I think that we've got them scrambling, man. I think that people like us, that's why we're being shut down like we are. We have them scared. We have them running for new tactics every fucking day. And they keep us diverted, but I think that we keep them on the move because, you know, we keep them on their toes.
Yeah. Well, they got so far out in the left field that it's hard for them to come back. Like, anybody that's paid any attention at all knows they've just been lying through their teeth from the beginning.
Biden's been in there doing it for 40 fucking years, man. Like, 40 years.
He's not, he can't put two words together. Like, I'm sorry, that guy's just a mess. Like, he ain't making any decisions. He signed the paper,
like,
but he ain't making any decisions.
No. I mean, yeah, he's signing shit, and he's doing what they tell him to do. But, yeah, you're right. He can't put a sentence together. The man can't put thoughts together. He should be in a fucking senior home with his family surrounding him, just enjoying his last days. And instead, he's up there parading around like a fucking buffoon, a fucking potato.
Nobody will talk to. He had a White House thing there. He's wandering around like, you know, babbling Biden, as I call him. And nobody paid attention to him.
I felt bad for him. It's sad because I shouldn't feel bad for him.
I realized he was a pedophile.
A piece of shit. But, yeah, I mean, I think of him like my grandpa. You know, he's an old-ass man up there, doesn't even know what's going on. He's fucking turning circles looking for his fucking wife or somebody that he recognizes. And like, damn, just put him in the home and just let him live out his last days with our fucking money and then put his family in jail. God dang.
I got a question for you, Mike.
What you got, bro?
All right, so the Republicans are going to take a big chunk of the seats back here in a couple months. What is it, 2 or 3 months coming up here?
Oh, yeah. If they don't cheat us out of it.
Yeah, I don't think they can. The writing's on the wall. So do you think they impeach Biden and let Harris come in? Because I can't imagine they fucking let Harris fucking come in. Like, what the fuck? Like, I'm sorry, we're fucked up here, but you guys are fucking more fucked up here.
Oh, God, it's so fucking the clown show that's going on here. At least you have somebody that fucking is smart. Trudeau is fucking smart. I mean, the dude is, you know what I mean? Like, the guy is, he's just like the rest of them. They're fucking all They're all smart. That's why they're doing the games that they're doing, you know?
Yeah.
But Biden, like you said, like, this is a fucking clown and puppet show. It really is. I think Biden's going to end up stepping down on his own. Something, you know, he said several years ago, or 2 years ago, maybe right before he even got in presidency, he said that if something were to happen between him and Kamala, that they couldn't agree on something, that basically he would come down with some illness that would make him step down. And like, that's what's going to happen. He's going to end up getting something wrong with him, and he's going to have to step down, and she'll step in. What if they elected Trump as Speaker of the House or something, man? That would be fucking awesome.
I was hoping he would run for that seat in, what, Florida or Texas? I can't remember now, but
you don't even have to be elected to Congress to be a speaker, I don't think, do you, Michael?
No, I mean, that would just be your position, you know? That would be fucking awesome if he could take Nancy, because she's supposed to be stepping down, isn't she?
Yeah, she's done from what I understand.
Yeah, so,
done?
Yeah, that
that's
would be...
another
I mean,
one
she's
thrown.
Done either way.
That's another demented old bad lack that, you know, flying to Ukraine. You should be looking for a sunny old retirement home somewhere. I mean, you're flying to Ukraine.
Look
at say, please, you know, let's go meet in a skiff over there so that our own governments don't hear us planning the book deal that you're going to give. You know, look for Nancy Pelosi's book, and it's going to go blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. It's going to look like a second grader wrote it, probably. My third grader can write better than her, I'm sure. Drunk ass.
She's
man, hey, did y'all see
woman.
That? Did y'all see that she's opening up a bar she is. Did y'all see it?
No, I didn't know.
In the fucking Capitol. She's opening up to where they can order drinks and shit in the Capitol. This is no shit, guys. This week they're going to be able to order. No, they're going to be able to order cocktails and shit and have them sent to their offices from in the Capitol there. I mean, what kind of shit is that? They're going to be getting drunk and then signing legislation for all of us? Like, fuck you. We already know they're all cokeheads and drunks. They don't need to be doing it out, you know, in public.
Yeah.
God.
They got to be high on something.
Just insane.
Yeah, they got to be
high on something. But, yeah, to go back to your question about Biden, though, I mean, he's going to step down. She's going to step up. If the election system doesn't get rigged and we don't let stupid shit happen, then there's going to be a huge red tsunami. It's not even going to be a wave.
It's
going to be a tsunami. There's going to be
and
places that haven't been red in 20, 30 years that are going to be fucking red. These people are pissed, man. And even, you know, the ones that were center or a little bit left, they don't like paying $5 a gallon for diesel and gas. They don't like paying $10 a fucking carton of eggs. They know what's going on. They're not ignorant. They're not listening to Biden say it's the ultra MAGA crowd that's causing this shit. Like, how fucking stupid do you have to be to believe that it's the ultra MAGA crowd that's causing the fucking inflation in America? Like, that's what he said on TV the other day. Like, fuck out of here, man.
Yeah, between Trump,
like,
it's all Trump and Putin's fault.
Yeah, I'll tell
they're
you right now, man.
Putin.
Trump was America first. And America, North America, all of us were in way better shape when Trump was in office. And, man, if he would have stayed in office another 4 years, we wouldn't have let them steal our election, might I say, if we wouldn't have allowed that to happen, I think in the next 4 years right now, we would almost be 90-95% everything America made. That's where we were headed. We were headed, you know, we weren't going to be buying shit from nobody. We were going to be selling shit to people is what we were going to be doing.
Absolutely. And this whole COVID thing, it's quite fucking funny that this whole COVID deal shows up like a year before your election, right? Trump was kicking ass and taking names, and then all of a sudden, reared its ugly head just in time to fuck everything up. Like, that's all bullshit, man.
It was all planned. We know it was. We know that it was created in a fucking bio lab. We know all of these things. Like, why the fuck are we not standing up by the millions saying, fuck you, we've had enough, get the fuck out, we're taking over, We're going to have elections. We're going to fucking elect people that's never been in office that care about our countries first.
Yeah.
You know, treat our country as if it was our family, because that's, you know, I mean,
yeah.
God, I mean, these people don't give a fuck about our country.
I wish it. Yeah, I wish, Mike. And sorry, Chad, you got to get a word in here too. But up here, it's the same. It's the same goddamn thing where, like, the people that should be in, like, we got Roman Babber and Bridget, and you know, we got people up here that really want to make a difference, and they do the right thing, but they're with they're like, basically, as far as politics go, they're nobodies, and they can't go up and compete against these big shots. Stuck with what we got.
It's all money. It's all money.
It's money, but you got to, if you're going to be an outsider and run in the outsider lane, you got to have something. You got to have that spark. You got to have something that can draw attention. You know, it's like TikTok. You know, you have something that could just go boom and take right off, you know, whether it be some stunt, publicity stunt, or something that gets you, you know, because Trump, you look at Trump, Trump had almost, I think it was $4 billion in free advertising. Even though it was negative, it still brought attention to Donald Trump worldwide.
Yeah,
but you got to look at Texas election that we just had here. We got Greg Abbott, you know, he's our Republican governor that's in the race. We had several people, several good candidates in our race. Greg Abbott's a fucking rhino. You know, people think he's good. He's done some good shit for Texas, but he's a rhino. If he wanted to shut down our fucking border, he would have our border shut down, and we wouldn't have these UN soldiers coming through our border, and we wouldn't have this shit to worry about in the first place. So Abbott, he's a fucking rhino. But we had, we had Chad Prather. Chad's a pretty popular guy. He got pretty popular on TikTok. He's popular on Facebook. He's a pretty badass dude. During the election, Facebook and Twitter took Chad off. They fucking closed down in his accounts because he was doing really good. He had a really good movement going on, and I think he could have beat Greg Abbott. But these socialist fucks that own these platforms, they're not going to allow it, Chad. You have to have a fucking grassroots movement, you know, in towns, and you have to go to town and fucking talk to people. They won't allow it. They seriously shut his platforms down. He just sued Facebook. He won the lawsuit, but it still doesn't matter. He still fucking didn't get his gubernatorial election. You know, he's not in the race anymore. It's going to be Greg Abbott again. And, you know, it's either that or Beto fucking Rourke. I'm going to take your AR. I'm going to take your AR-15. I'm going to take your AK-47s. And, you know, now he's not going to take shit, he says. But I've got the shirt on just for that guy today.
Beto is like the that's not even his real name. I mean, Beto's like the, Elizabeth Warren pretending to be Native. Beto's pretending to be Mexican.
Exactly right, man.
But seriously, though, Chad, what do you think? You think that somebody, you think a grassroots conservative can really come in and make a difference anymore? I don't think they'll allow it.
It'll be hard. It would be hard for
Look
you to break
AG.
Against them all.
Look at Marjorie Taylor Greene right now. You know who she is, right?
We all
She's
know who she
bad
is.
At, yeah. Okay, so look what they're doing to her. They're fucking running her through the ringer, got her in court hearings. They're trying to fucking pin her down for some of the January 6th stuff. You know, it's absolute bullshit.
Yeah,
and
but you look at the other side of the coin.
Say it again?
You look at the other side of the coin of that. You look at the other side of the coin, we all know who she is. See, that's the difference. That's what I'm talking about, right? So bad press sometimes is good press.
Yeah. It is, but not when they fucking control it all, and you can't, you know, have any type of, you know, any movement. We take one step forward and two steps back with these motherfuckers. And like I said, I think we're keeping them on their toes. I think that we've got them on their toes, or else they wouldn't be pushing this agenda as hard and fast as they are. They didn't expect the pushback on the pandemic. They didn't expect the pushback on the vaccine. So I think that we've made a huge difference. We've made a big impact. We just have to keep moving forward, and we have to come up with some there's got to be some smarter people than me that can come up with some plans to attack this. To, you know,
well,
it doesn't have to be violent. There's millions and millions of us. So we all take a stand and we all have a plan. We can make a difference.
What are your thoughts, Kurt?
To be honest, I would think we have a better chance of a revolution than we do of a grassroots movement taking hold, because today it's all social media, it's all the big guys running the show, and it's hard to get a word out, you know. Like I watch a wide variety of shit. But even Fox, they're all about, like, I think Fox is going the wrong way on the Ukraine whole deal. Like, you know,
every one of them, man. Fox is shit. They all are shit.
Yeah.
They've all gone to the same agenda.
When I
say nonviolently, I say because, say, 10,000 people show up to the parliament, to our state capitol, 10,000 people show up to my Parker County courthouse, you know, 20, 30,000 people show up to the Fort Worth courthouse, and we evict these people. Like, it's the millions of people stood up at the same time. Like I said, we go down to our courthouses with our 2A, with our Second Amendment in hand, and we tell these people, get the fuck out of here. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Don't
that,
even get your
that
shit.
Might work
get
for
the
you.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, like
just
up here, our hands are tied. Sorry, Mike. Like we sent a million people to Ottawa for a month and a half, and all they did was call in the SS. It don't work up here.
They just
fucking prove that it doesn't work. Like they want us to get fucking upset and angry, and they're just telling us that's the only way you're going to do it, and then they'll just squash us like fucking bugs.
Yeah, and see. You guys have came together harder than the Americans ever have. Like, January 6th was our biggest fucking, you know, revolt, to say, which wasn't a fucking revolt. It wasn't anything. It was a bunch of patriots down there, a bunch of fucking asshat fucking FBI agents. Making a fucking scene. But, you know, like I said, you know, you have, you know, millions of Americans. Like you said, you can't do it up there. We would have to do it with our Second Amendment in hand. But like I said, we've got roughly 100,000 people in my county. That's not really a big county people-wise, because, you know, like Tarrant County has like 600,000, which is Fort Worth. I don't know if you all know Fort Worth. Dallas has, you know, 800 and something thousand, I think. So, you know, but you have 20, 30,000 people show up to the courthouse with their Second Amendment in hand. I don't think too many people's going to stand up to that. I think they're going to get their shit and they're going to run. And, you know, you do that to every state capitol, every courthouse, every city hall. I think we need to reset all the way down to our school boards, city halls, counties, you know, every bit of it, man. We need a factory reset, just like I had to do on my phone from TikTok. You know,
I agree. 100%.
And when we're done with that shit, we're going to do term limits. We're going to set term limits on fucking everything. Why is the president in the United States the only thing that has term limits? Why do we have senators like fucking Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or Adam Schiff or fucking Joe Biden that's been in there for 40 fucking years getting rich off of us, you know, scamming our fucking our system, scamming, you know, everything that they can, all their backdoor deals, all their shady shit with, insider trading. It's all treasonous, man. Why do we allow this shit? I don't get it.
Yeah.
I really don't.
No.
So
no.
Kurt,
I think it's
so maybe. Kurt, you. I see you talk a lot about Andrea Horwath.
Oh, the
you
devil.
Know, yeah, I mean, we all remember the Ray days. I mean. You know, I'm sure you're old enough to remember the Bob Ray days. You know,
yeah,
I don't think the NDP will have a chance in hell of ever getting in anywhere again.
Wow, fuck, I wish I could agree. Like, I'll tell you what real quick, because I know there's a lot of people that are listening that are not from Ontario and they don't give a fuck. But the Liberals in Ontario are dead. they're done. Like, they should have lost their official party status last time around, but Doug Ford let them have it, so the seats didn't go to the NDP. Now we have the problem I was talking about earlier, where Doug Ford has completely shit the bed because he's going after the center-left. A lot of people are going to go to the New Ontario Blue. The NDP, the polls right now show it 40% for the seat for Conservatives, 25 and 25 for the NDP and Liberals. I think the Liberal number is hugely inflated. I think half of that goes to the NDP. I think that this is a lot closer than a lot of people are giving it credit for, and I'm in Ontario, so I have to be terrified that Andrea Horvath has a fucking chance. And Chad, it fucking terrifies me.
Well, you know, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, go ahead, Chad.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that the, you know, it is grossly inflated, like Biden's Twitter followers. You know, right? YouTube. They had to remove the dislike button. You know, first time in history. He had more dislikes than he did likes. And we're supposed to believe 81 million people voted for him. You know, I think that's a real scare in Ontario, too. These other parties could split the vote as well. People are fed up with Doug Ford and these deer in the headlights. And, you know, I picture, you remember when they declared emergency order, Doug went snowmobiling. And I got this image in my head, Jagmeen Sheik holding on the back of the canoe, hugged right into him.
100%. Like, I'm not voting for Doug Ford. I fucking refuse. I ain't vote. Like, I didn't even vote in the goddamn federal election. I got, like, I couldn't do it. I just couldn't fucking bring myself to do it. I fucking hated Aaron O'Toole. I like Polyev, and everybody hates me for saying it, but I like Polyev.
No, I do. I have conversations with him, and I told him he should have ran for leader of the party. He said, no, get behind Aaron. You know, I was going to go see him tonight. Actually, he's here in Newfoundland, and I'm on the wrong side of the island. But I love Pierre Poilievre. I've watched him for a long time. You know, the problem you have, though, in Ontario, if you don't get out and vote, we got this idiot there claiming that he's going to force this vaccination on the kids. He's going to make it a school requirement for public schools. Yeah, that's a winner. You know, that's a real winner in the polls. Keep going. These liberals think that this vaccination is what liberals want, and is not.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Chad, this whole on the federal level, you got Jagmeet and Trudeau jerking each other off. And I'm wondering if part of this deal from Trudeau wasn't that he's going to get, now his name's slipping, the bald-headed motherfucker that's running for the Liberals in Ontario. I can't believe I can't think of his name. Anyhow,
he's
I'm thinking...
unimportant, right?
Yeah. Anyhow, I'm just thinking that maybe this was part of their deal, Trudeau and Jagmeet jerking each other off. Part of their deal was that the Ontario Liberals were just going to shit the bed so badly that they push the rest of what was remaining of the Liberal votes in Ontario over to the NDP. Because there's no way that this guy comes out and says, we're going to force five-year-olds to get a vaccination or they can't go to school. Are you kidding me right now? Like, I'm friends with teachers, police. Like, I have Liberal friends, and they can't fucking stand this guy.
Same way with me. I have people that can't stand them either,
nobody can stand that fucker. Even Americans hate him.
Yeah.
I mean, even we hate his ass.
But I don't know. I'm living in Saskatchewan anyway, so I don't give a shit about Ontario anymore. This place is fucking dead to me because it's fucked. Ontario's fucked. Canada's fucked.
You go up and live on Kim's farm. You go up there and ride some horses and
play with her cat.
Only
if he says honk honk every day before breakfast. That's the honk, only honk. Way.
I can see him now. I can see him now, like the images of Putin there riding on a horse across farm, no shirt on. Honk honk.
I was thinking of your video when you were riding the horse in the night. You were the knight on the horse. Come to save everybody.
I can't believe you.
Nobody expected that from me, right?
I didn't expect you to say you were going to save Trudeau. God, leave him behind. Save everybody else, Chad.
You know, I couldn't help but think, right? I couldn't help but think, you know, Russia's over there. Russia could have saved the world a lot of trouble, but, you know, all these people are in Ukraine, you know, going in, arresting them all and putting them up on war crimes.
Seriously, I fucking wish, man. I might say I probably shouldn't have, but kind of prayed for that. You know, like, you know, it is what it is.
Well,
I was just going to ask y'all, how important do you guys think that the American November election is to you guys?
You go ahead first, Kurt.
Yeah. What do you think a red wave means to America for Canada?
Well, I think that the Republicans and the Democrats both hate Justin Trudeau, so to us, we're up against it so hard here in Canada. Like, I still can't get on a plane. I still can't get on a train. I can't go see my mom in Halifax. I can't go see my aunts and uncles in British Columbia.
That's nuts.
Trudeau is a tyrannical dictator, and regardless of who is what in the United States of America, they're going to hate Justin Trudeau. Biden won't even fucking return calls. Fuck, the Republicans get in, they're just like, they, regardless, right?
Biden don't know his phone number.
No, exactly. And I want to see, like, I hate the Democrats. I hate Biden. I hate Pelosi. I hate AOC. I hate Schumer. All them motherfuckers. I can't stand they fucking just piss me off to no goddamn end. They're going to destroy everything. So I want to see a red wave just fucking wipe you guys out, honestly. But for us up here,
it doesn't mean
shit. I don't know. I don't know if it affects us, honestly. Chad, go ahead. I don't think it affects us that much, unfortunately.
Well, again, you know, to protect my social credit score, you know, Trudeau's doing a good job. I think you're exactly right. I mean, the whole world hates Justin Trudeau, and now Jagmeet, people are starting to see the same thing of him. I mean, utter disgust. I don't know how these MPs sit in Parliament knowing what they're doing to this country and not feel any bit patriotic and vote with Trudeau the way they've been voting. I mean, this Bill C-11, I don't know if you heard of it, Michael, it allows now that anything we upload, whether it be YouTube, TikTok, whatever, if the government preview it, they deem it's, you know, unkind to the government or whatever, you know, whatever it is, community guidelines, you're screwed. I mean, that's how overreach the government is right now.
The misinformation guidelines or whatever that they're doing. That's what they're doing here. That's what they're trying to do here. Trudeau is just a playbook. You know, he's using the WEF playbook. And now our leaders are trying to take after those notes. They just can't do it here like they can there. They're going to have to do it slower or they're going to have to do it like they're going to with this new vote that they're trying to have. You know, they're going to have to do it swift because they can't do it like that in America, not with our guns. It's just, it's just not possible to, you know, there's too much pushback here. The problem is we've never united like – that's what I was trying to say earlier. We've never united like you guys did there in Canada and Ottawa. The Americans were too divided, man. Even us patriots, we can't – you know, everybody, you know, oh, I have to work. I have to do this. I got to do that. But, you know, if we don't stand up together at some point, we're not going to have any of this shit to work for, to go to work for, or to do anyways. You know, they're going to take it all away from us. So, yeah. you know, Americans are going to have to get more united. That's for sure. We're going to have to get united. We're going to have to stand together at some point over something. We're going to have to say enough is enough. And, you know, when Americans do that, I think enough Americans are aware of the world situation. And I think if we could do it here and take back our shit here, I think that we could impact the whole fucking world, especially North America, you know. Fuck Trudeau.
Yeah.
Fuck all the tyrants.
Yeah, fuck Trudeau.
And,
let's go, Brandon.
And fuck them, man. Once we take back fucking America, we're fuck all them motherfuckers, you know. North America, it's not going to be United States. It's not going to be Canada. It's going to be North of fucking America. That's who we are. We're all North America.
It's probably have to come to that. Yeah. I was going to touch on that same thing with the whole misinformation, disinformation, whatever, the panels. Like, you got that crazy bitch running yours for Biden. Up here, we got this guy, and again, I can't remember his name, but I don't know if you recall. Chad, you might recall. Well, Mike, you probably do too. You see it. Back when the convoy started, on the week two of the convoy, the same guy that's running that's leading the misinformation campaign up here for Trudeau, he was caught. He posted on Twitter, and he's a big activist. Like, he's got, like, you know, hundreds of thousands of followers. He posted a picture of a flyer that was an anti-Semitic rally flyer, and he said it was that his friend pulled it off of a telephone pole in Ottawa. Now, this flyer was actually from, and I can't recall if it was Florida or Texas, but from like 2 years, right at the very beginning of the pandemic. They didn't even take the time to crop out. It was taken on a marble countertop, and they didn't even take the time to Photoshop the marble countertop off. So this guy that's now heading our misinformation and disinformation campaign was posting on Twitter that there were anti-Semitic flyers in Ottawa for the rally. That's how fucked up we are up here. Then that's Trudeau that can't be touched. That's Trudeau that'll never answer a single question to anyone ever. It's the same pre-rehearsed non-answers nonstop. And nobody gives a shit. 1% of the population might even care up here.
Yeah, it's just nuts. It's just nuts. I had no clue about you guys' politics. I'm ashamed to say it, but until the convoy started, man, I had no knowledge of Canada whatsoever, man. They literally hide you guys from us. All we know about Canada is you guys like hockey and it's cold as fuck up there. You know, that's all we know about you guys. And I'm ashamed to say it, but, you know, I've just learned a lot in the last 7-8 months, and it's nuts. And yeah, Castro Jr., that's what I call him, because he literally is. He takes playbooks straight out of Cuba, straight out of these socialist fucking countries, and that's exactly what he's doing. He's turning you into a communist socialist country.
Absolutely.
And he was doing that while Trump was in office. What I was going to ask, though, you know, I asked about the election here, because I wasn't sure how your economy was while Obama was in office for 8 years there. Our economy here kind of sucked. You know, fuel wasn't like it is now, but our fuel prices were in the $3 range then, and now they're in the $4 and $5 range. But when Trump was in office, when Bush was in office, our fuel prices were $1.30 to $1.80 a gallon. And so, I mean, I didn't know how it was while Obama was in office, how y'all's economy was versus when Trump was in office here, how y'all's economy was. So,
yeah, I heard you guys talking about this before I jumped on. You guys were talking a little bit about this, and Trudeau come in, Chad, I think, 2015 or 16, and he's been printing money and shipping it across the Atlantic by the billions, billions and billions. CBC, here's $1 billion every year, you know, $1.3 billion to the CBC every year. So it's hard to really compare Obama to Trump to Sleepy Joe, because like the numbers are adding up, right? Like Trudeau has spent more money than every other prime minister in our country combined. He's run our debt up more than every other prime minister combined. So it's hard to draw a parallel there, but things are getting worse like fucking quick, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Well,
one of the things that saved us,
Michael, was Stephen Harper. I mean, he brought us through the 2008 crisis. He was a well-seasoned, well-respected, well-liked, very conservative leader. And I don't know about you, Kurt, but I thought he did an incredible job as Prime Minister.
Yeah, I was a huge Harper fan. Stephen Harper was an economist. He was one of the very few prime ministers we've ever had that was not a lawyer from Quebec. And no offense to my brothers and sisters from Quebec, if any are on here, I partied with them hard in Ottawa. But I think, and that's like, and I know Polyev. I don't know if Polyev has a law degree, but Harper as an economist, right? So it's nice to see, and leave Quebec out of it. It's just nice to see an economist in there instead of a lawyer, you know, because we all have our. I got three lawyers, and I'm sure everybody else, you know, we all got our thoughts on lawyers, and I'm grateful for my lawyer. I'm grateful for my lawyers, yep. Believe me, but they're fucking slime balls.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, we got a PM now who said the books will balance themselves, so, I mean.
Fuck, he can't complete a sentence. The paper water box drinking bottle water thingy is like, fuck. Give me a break.
Hey, you don't want to get put on the spot.
Chad, did you see my daughter's video that I put? She had her sunglasses on. Did you happen to see that?
I did.
Yeah, my daughter is 7 years old, and she can talk better than Trudeau. She's got Biden beat. She had Biden beat when she was three. And you tell me how we get Biden, Harris, Trudeau, and Freeland. You explain to me how the Western world is being run by the four biggest fucking morons in the history of North America. Explain to me. Anybody got any thoughts?
It don't make any sense.
Installed. That's the only fucking reason. They were all
that
installed. Meeting.
Yeah.
Installed
it just blows my
mind. Is right.
Yeah. Social media, I don't know. Trump had social media.
Did we lose him?
Oh. What's that? Did we lose him?
I don't know what happened.
Sorry. That's weird.
Yes,
there?
Sir.
Everybody there?
Yeah, we're here.
Wow. Are you still there, Kurt, or are you gone? Oh, he must have lost.
It shows he's still on here, but I think he might be gone, man.
I think he just texted me. I'm just going to ask him if he muted himself.
I missed that. What was that? He texted what? Sorry?
He just accused me of booting him. Like, I would never do that. I've never booted anyone yet.
But it shows he's still on the board. I think he just called back in. I'm going to put him back in.
Oh, yeah, he did. Okay.
Are you here,
brother? Are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hell yeah. Kim kicked you out, just like them TikTok moderators, huh? No,
I knew it.
Oh,
she knew
God.
TikTok was hard. TikTok's hard, so she's
no,
she's
you know what?
She's been infiltrated
no,
by
just,
the Chinese government.
I was taking care of my social credit score.
Ah, there we go.
I still, Chad, I don't know about you out there in Newfoundland, but here in Ontario, we had the old red and white health card. Did you guys have that?
No, we,
like,
well.
Before you got about 20 years ago, they brought in the photo ID for the health card. I still have my old red and white. Like, I've had my red and white health card for 20 years after they brought in the photo one. So these people talk about this digital bullshit. I'm like, good luck. Like,
I am not a digital kind of guy. I like the fact that I could call into this show, like that's about the that topped out my capabilities.
Yeah, you and I are on the same page there. I still have my green old hip card, you know, the one they first went with the green one. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm the same as you. Like, I watch Jimmy Durch's videos and how he puts them all together, and I'm like, wow, you know, he got the paws in there. It's like I get fascinated with, like, how do you do that, right?
Yeah.
I got to watch TikTok videos. I can't even figure out how to add anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to watch TikTok videos just figure out how to go live.
You just got to figure out how to go live.
Yeah.
Alright, I think we've gone over our time there, Michael.
Yeah, just a little bit. Not too bad. I was enjoying myself.
Yes, sir.
We went over a few minutes. Not a big deal. Man, I appreciate you calling in tonight, though, Small Bills. That was a good conversation.
Thanks,
Jeff. Oh, yeah. Good conversation, man. I don't know who we got next
everybody.
Week. Have we figured out how to get the conspiracy realist on here yet?
Well, she works Mondays, and I want to get Kurt back on. Like, I don't feel that we had enough time to really put him in the hot seat, you know, because we were kind of,
you and I
started off the show on fire, and, we definitely want to get you back, Kurt, and, promote it this time. We didn't spend a lot of time promoting, we got to you promote it to your followers so that they know that they can call in and talk to you. And that's the whole idea behind the show, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
With my
neighbor's house burning down and with my nephew getting run over with the excavator last week, I've been so busy. I haven't been able to promote anything. I just started making videos again yesterday. I've just been so damn busy. Next week, I want you to call back in next week too. I want to come up with some subjects. I want to grill you on a little bit.
You guys are awesome. Have Kim reach out to me or drop me a message wherever you want.
Awesome,
well, you got
man.
My number
cool.
for
you
guys...
too
now, don't you?
Yep.
Kurt?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I got yours, Chad, or not. I probably do. It's been hectic ever since the Freedom Convoy rolled into Ottawa. It has been like, it's been very hectic on my end. So I'm not sure whose phone number I got and whose I don't.
I'll pass it along to you.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
Mike, Kim, Chad, you guys are awesome. Love you guys. I'll talk to you later.
Awesome. I love you too, man.
Right.
Have a great night.
Okay. Thank you, bye.
All right, everybody.
Thanks.
Yeah, y'all all have a great night.
All right. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
Bye.